this is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio. Join me now for guidance and messages from the divine to support you on your path to living with mastery. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvano, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels here on Blog Talk Radio. Mostly, I'm on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, but for the next couple of weeks, I'll be here on Friday at this time. I'm doing some home renovations in my workspace and working on my art projects, and I need support from my husband, so we do it all on Saturday. So here we are, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in regularly, and for my new listeners, thank you for being here. I will be doing readings at the half hour, and if you're listening on replay, you can find me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Music, and Amazon Music. So what else do I have to share today? I have a free angel circle, which is with a healing meditation and a group angel card reading, which will be next Friday, the day before the full moon, on February 26th. The link for it is here on my Blog Talk page or at my website. It's going to be really powerful, and if you want some specific grounding and clearing of energies, it's a great place to be. And the circle, meaning all those who gather together, we have this group healing effect, and it's been really great each month. And I also have specials on my readings, which will continue to the end of the month. And you'll find that on my website. They are 50% off, so you can get a great reading for a pretty low price right now. And is there anything else? Oh, yes. Because I consider myself having radiant health, my birthday is this Sunday. I will be turning 67. And I actually feel like about 40. And my creativity is like skyrocketing. So I have a lot of tips and secrets. How do you maintain health and your creativity and all of this while being in this body during these times? And you're going to get that type of information here on my radio show or at my email that I send out. And subscribe so you can stay in tune with some powerful free information. All right, so my friends, here we go. I broadcast from New York City, specifically in Queens here, and it is snowing lightly. It's really, really quite beautiful. And if you haven't noticed, if you are in the United States, there's been a lot of weather, and a lot of it is karma, my friends. So whatever is in front of you, whatever you're going through, the angels guided me to tell you today, God never gives you more than you can handle. God never gives you more than you can handle. And it may feel like you're at a breaking point or you just can't anymore. Just in your prayers, ask for help and you will be guided. You'll be guided to make a phone call. You'll be guided to listen to someone. You will be guided. That is what I can tell you from my own experiences in my life. It took me a long time to figure out that I didn't have to sit in my suffering because that was kind of natural. You know, you kind of like you hold it, you own it. You protect it. But when you start to reach out of yourself into the world, into the universe, you connect with your angels, you connect to your higher power. So wherever you are today, whatever you're going through, I'm sending you angels, I'm sending you protection, and I'm sending you hope for you to know that this will pass, things will be better, and they may even become extraordinary. That is something I can promise you. And it might not happen overnight. It could happen in the next hour. But as long as you decide at one point to connect with your higher power, and often this doesn't come until sometimes we hit rock bottom. We hit a place of such suffering that we finally reach out. And if you're new listening to my show, one thing I am here, I'm not a quick fortune teller. because you have free will, I have free will, we will make choices, but I can guide you with some information and it might just click something for you. You might resonate and it might open your heart. Something may happen. So if you're here for that, wonderful. I don't really tell people what to do. I share with you what the angelic guidance is. I use oracle cards, angel tarot more specifically, and this provides an idea, an inspiration to take action. So that's why I call my personal business here with the angels B. Calvano Coaching, because I tend to be a coach. I'm not necessarily going to tell you things. Our truth will be revealed as we are ready to hear it. Our truths will be revealed as we are ready to hear it. So I know for myself, I took one reading from a friend on a radio show back in 2012, and the guidance was pretty much what I'm doing today. And that one, like, 5-minute reading, I just started this whole career. So I was ready. So take a look at what are you ready? What are you ready for? What are you ready for? What are you willing to have? What are you ready to have in your heart, in your life? And again, oftentimes people may not even know because they won't let themselves connect with those dreams, connect those desires. We often can be so busy trying to impress people, trying to hide our sadness, our confusion, our fear. But when we let ourselves be vulnerable to the angels and to God, miracles happen, untold miracles. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and do the reading for the week. And this week I was guided to use the Pegasus oracle deck. And these wings on these horses are just spectacular. You could see the images here on my Blog Talk page, or then I'll soon have them up on my website. But the wings, so we're really feeling the possibility of flying, movement, you know, the wings. And on horses, these horses have such strength and possibility, and they are truly, truly magical. So this beautiful deck called the Pegasus Oracle Deck by Elena Fairchild, and a little bit about Pegasus, because some people may confuse them with unicorns and whatnot, but here, you know, I go with what I'm guided, and I probably have like 200 decks here, you know, and I go with what deck literally like jumps out at me. So here is this beautiful deck. So authentic positive energy to refresh and empower your spirit. I mean, how many need that right now, right? To empower our spirit. So the divine winged horse Pegasus is our soul's teacher, guardian of our higher self, and our guide toward the light of spirit within. The spirit medicine of horse supports reconnection to our innate freedom, awakens our sensitivity to the truth, and enhances our ability to process information with clarity so we can respond intuitively and appropriately. In many traditions, horses are recognized as bringers of wealth and good fortune, offering sacred protection for powerful, rapid progress on one's life path. The winged horse, in particular, delivers messages from the spiritual worlds to support our divine fulfillment. Pegasus strengthens the connection between spirit and the material world. He teaches us how to generate spiritual energy to heal and resolve any troubles in our lives. We are protected beneath his radiant wings. His freedom-loving essence reminds us of our own courageous, adventurous heart and inspires us to embrace our journey with enthusiasm, naturally attracting all that we want and need. So being drawn to the spirit guardian Pegasus signifies strengthening and a return to the light. He is the bringer of joy, freedom, brightness, and expansion, especially after a time of prolonged struggle. His gift to us is the confidence to overcome any challenge by trusting in our heroic heart wisdom, which inspires us to continue on our path, knowing success will come. May all beings in need of this positive energy be blessed and protected. So as you hear the cards that I'm going to share with you for the upcoming week, just take a look and how it will be placed in your life. Take a look like what's going on in your life right now and see how this information can impact you. So oftentimes, if you're looking for a reading, you'll really get it out of the week's message. The information is so beautiful, like a story, like a rich, you know, cup to drink of guidance and support. I'm telling you, anything and anything that you've ever are going through, it too shall pass. I have shared before, you know, I showed you my age. So I've been in New York since 1977, and I came here to be an artist. And my life was not easy, but I followed my spirit, followed the angel's advice. And I hit a lot of obstacles. At one point, I was homeless. At one point, I had an abusive relationship, a physically abusive relationship. At one point, I almost had a drug overdose at a party. I mean, I had a lot of incidences that if I were not protected, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. So I'm telling you, from working it all out, you know, I'm in a marriage now for 31 years. I have radiant health. I have beautiful cats that I rescued. I have my creativity. I became an actor, and I continue to paint. And I just have, and I garden. And I'm dealing with a pandemic, like most of you, but I'm not riddled with fear, because I do my spiritual practices every day, and I allow support. Just saying those words, I allow support. And before, I felt like I had to figure it all out by myself. I really had to figure it out all by myself. And I'm here to tell you, you are not alone. Today's messages are from Pegasus, but you are also surrounded by millions of angels, and you are connected to such divine, great beings that are here. And they're waiting for you to ask. They're waiting for you to ask for their help. So instead of being connected, sometimes we just do it out of habit. You know, we just enmesh ourselves in our misery. And we even find miserable people to talk about it to. Give yourself the gift. My birthday gift to you is your connection to your higher power in a way you've never experienced it before. So deeply that you will know you have nothing to fear. Surrender to this incredible gift that God loves you, that God loves you and has sent us all his angels to help us. So here we go on the reading. The first card is Pegasus of the Eclipse. So here we have this beautiful horse, and you can see the eclipse of the sun behind him. And here it says, "Beloved Pegasus, who brings us the enlightened wisdom, I call upon your guardianship to support me in allowing the natural spiritual rebirth taking place at this time." So that rebirth, my friends, is, you know, birth is not easy. Birth can be painful and uncomfortable. Many of us are going through that experience and feeling all those feelings. So even though I cannot always see clearly, I am still able to take one step after the other with patience and care, making meaningful progress on my life journey, bringing spiritual benefit to all beings. So nature provides times of darkness, such as the safe cloaking of a spiritual womb that allows a seed to germinate before it pushes roots down and reaches up for the light. Or it may be the darkness that has less genuine intentions and causes confusion when one attempts to see through its temporary veil. Fortunately, spiritual protection flows whenever and wherever it is needed. And this is such a time. There is a matter in your life that you cannot see or perceive clearly at present. It may involve deliberate subterfuge or be a case of you needing more facts to come to light. Whatever the situation, the clarity you need shall arise. In the interim, while the mystery is yet to be revealed, have patience. Keep your inner eye open. And recognize that when the time is right, you shall know whatever you need to understand. And although you may not comprehend why, the time is rich and ripe to let go and be reborn on a deep inner level. Ask the universe for assistance in whatever matters feels most pressing to your heart. Remain open to the signals and information that come to you. In time, you shall see things differently. Know that you are loved. You will benefit even from unexpected twists and turns. All is well. Just like I was saying previously, you know, even though we may not see it, we're going through a rebirth. 2020 set it in motion. Set the world in motion. Set our country here in the United States in motion. All parts of the world. We are going through a great healing. And it's going to be all right. And yet, we're still going through the process, my friend. So it's best to find spiritual practices and things you can do every day. That is one reason why I do my free angel circle, because I teach you a healing meditation that you can ground yourself and tap into the wonderful, wonderful source power that is present right now. And we do that as a group at my free angel circle. So the next card is Indigo Pegasus Wisdom. Beautiful blue, dark blue card here. Through unconditional love, divine grace, and enlightened wisdom, I open to healing and embrace the gifts of inner knowing and higher understanding, trusting in the spiritual light, guiding and protecting me at all times, in service to spiritual benefit for all beings. Soul Teacher Pegasus shines indigo light to reawaken your inner vision and encourage the natural opening of your third eye, allowing you to access deep, innate wisdom. This process may draw out soul memories of negative responses to your heightened perceptions of this or other lifetimes, or other painful experiences that led you to believe it was not safe to express your inner knowing. This healing will encourage you to reclaim your inner vision with joy and peacefully release the past, cleansing your mind from fear and opening your heart to the beautiful energies of the divine vision and inner knowing that help you connect to yourself and the universe. So the gifts of this healing are increased confidence in your ability to discern higher truths and the capacity to sense that divine order is always seeking to emerge from chaos and confusion. Rather than becoming confused when outer appearance and inner reality do not align, trust what you sense as the truth beneath appearances. Your third eye holds loving wisdom, which will guide you toward clarity and higher understanding, step by step at all times. Your higher self knows your authentic path and will reveal answers to your questions at the best time, in the best way. Allow peace to enter your mind. Trust in the deeper workings of divine destiny in your life. As your inner eye opens, you will see at an intuitive level and understand how to undertake your life lessons and grow spiritually. Your soul is destined for significant progress and awakening, and it is safe to rely on your power of spirit. So this message really taps into many of us. You and I, many people right now are awakening. They're awakening to their spiritual gifts. They've always had. Some of us know it. Some of us are feeling it, sensing it, and we have stopped it. Or even suppressed it because of past lives and past experiences when we were actually punished for being psychic, punished for having these powers. But this is the time of the Great Awakening, and each and every one of us who has these abilities, it's like flowers, you know, they're just blooming everywhere. People are popping. People are ready to harness their total abilities. And, you know, what we see is that when we come out of darkness, you know, that what we've gone through in 2020, and we're still going through a lot of chaos and suffering, as we go through this rebirth, we have to spend time alone. We've been spending time alone. Of itself is a type of meditation. We've had to be with our feelings, be with our life, be with our situations. And some of it has been, insufferable. Many people are making changes. Relationships are changing, divorces, separations. People are changing jobs. If you've noticed, that's what's happening. And it's all good. And is it uncomfortable? Yes, it can be uncomfortable. But the more you surrender, which is the key word for the Pisces season right now, learn to surrender. It's like when you're swimming, you learn how to float. If you're in this river and the water currents are so strong, you got to learn how to just let the water take you. And then you can find when it settles that you can swim towards the edges, the banks. It's a time of surrender. And surrender does not mean you're weak. Surrender means you have discernment. Surrender, you have a sense of understanding that there's something greater, something bigger than ourselves, taking care of us, protecting us, guiding us. So that's the second card. Now the third card is a beautiful purple card, violet card, Descending Pegasus of the Violet Light. Through unconditional love, divine grace, and enlightened wisdom, I open to healing and embrace the gifts of spiritual connection, blessing and protection that cleanses, heals, and infuse every aspect of my being in service to spiritual benefit for all beings. So we have the violet light, which is a powerful, powerful light that's available for you and me and everyone right now. You can have it for yourself. You can send it to others. It's one of the most powerful lights that we can use for healing, the violet flame. So bring your blessings and protection. Soul Guardian Pegasus conveys a clearing, blessing, and sealing of your crown chakra. So we've already moved and talked about the opening of our third eye, which is so available right now. And now we have the protection of the crown chakra. So this process protects you from any attempt by others to control you or derail your life path in this or any lifetime. This healing helps release any cords of attachment that have blocked your freedom to pursue your life journey, so you may follow your spiritual path without interference. It also clears feelings of betrayal, distrust, or confusion in your relationship with your higher self and the universe, opening your crown chakra to your unique spiritual journey, that which best suits your soul and only your heart can truly know. So, you know, one thing it is to open ourselves up, our heart, our third eye. It's another to learn how to protect it. Not with a lot of fear, but just the knowledge that when you open your energy systems, you need to put on like an umbrella, a bubble of light, so that you just don't let anybody in. You don't let any old energy into your aura. You notice how if we have been people who are really nice, and really nice, we've just kind of let any squirrely energy into our environment. You know, and I did that in my 20s and 30s with men. It's like, if you're nice and sweet, oh my gosh, anybody will come into your aura, in your space. So it's really about learning to be owning your power and discerning that energies are real. And we can invite beautiful, great, honest, gentle energy into our lives. We get to say how it's going to go instead of just being willy-nilly at the, you know, at the expense of life, like a leaf being blown around. We actually get to say how it's going to go. Does it mean we control it, everything? No. But we get to say no to unwanted energies. Biggest lessons I have ever learned in my life, and we can all learn that. You can just say no, and it doesn't damn you, and it doesn't stop your spiritual flow. It means you're protecting your precious life force energy so that you can maintain your center, and then you have creativity and life, and you have radiant health. So the gifts of this spiritual intervention include complete protection from people or paths that do not benefit your soul development. This may involve removing opportunities or connections that would otherwise distract or disturb you, as well as increasing your deep awareness of how loved, blessed, and safe you truly are. So I need to talk about this. In 2020, a lot of situations changed. relationships, careers, so much change. But most of it has been done here, as it says, removing opportunities or connections that would otherwise distract or disturb you, as well as increasing your deep awareness how loved, blessed, and safe you truly are. What's being done is to help us be truly who we are. So all these changes, all these massive changes that are happening all around us, we're going to get to see how much more generous we can be with our communities, how much more love we can experience with people of all different cultures and races. The immense amount of love that we're going to experience is just mind-blowing. But we're looking at all the places where it doesn't exist, because that is like the dark trying to hold on, saying, don't change us. We like the way we've been for thousands of years. But it's actually already changing. And so much light is on the planet right now. That's why so much of the darkness is being revealed. That's what's going on, folks. And everything's okay. Do what you need to do today. Put one foot in front of the other. And again, all will be revealed. And connect with your higher power on a daily basis. So you can now heal from experience of painful disconnection and open up to feeling held, inspired, and guided by spirit. Allow the pure light of love to swirl around the top of your head and radiate out in all directions. As this takes place, a spiritual blessing of grace is bestowed to heal and support you in all ways. You are asked to offer any troubles of body, mind, or heart into this light. Again, you are asked to offer any troubles of body, mind, or heart into this light. You may trust that the worst is behind you and that you shall find your way free from your concerns. Place your trust in the universe and a heartfelt prayer is being answered. So what we focus on, my friends, we will attract. Is it important to focus on something so we can heal it? Yes. But if all we focus on is how bad things are, high probability, alchemically, you'll create more of those circumstances, more situations like that, more people in your life to confirm that that's what's going on. So yes, we need to tell the truth. We don't want to put icing on a mud pie. We don't want to pretend Pollyanna that everything's okay. So everything is the way it is. And what we need to do is have gratitude. We don't need to. We can. The suggestion is have gratitude, have a vision of your highest self. So as we're cleaning up the muck and the troubled relationships and the illness in our body and all the situations that are not working with our finances, okay, we're doing that. And then on the other hand, we are seeing with full gratitude, I have the protection and guidance, Pegasus and all my angels and archangels to guide me to fulfill all my soul's destiny. And it's like rising out of the ashes. Everything will be all right. But if I focus on how bad everything is and how bad everything is, and I gossip and I repeat this information, this energy, high probability, you're just going to attract more. So take a moment and see, like the vision board, which you can create also, what is it that you love? I know I love peace. I love harmony. I love radiant health. I love joy. I love that others can have this also. I love connection. So focus on what you love and not what you hate. And offer up all your troubles to your God, your higher power, your angels. And then listen. Listen with your heart, your mind. You will get answers as messages. And if they repeat, like you get the same idea over and over again, that's an angel message. You see words, and these words just jump out at you. Yes, that's an angel message. You see a feather, a coin, you see a rainbow, a butterfly. Your people who have crossed over are near you to protect you and help you. So tap into the unlimited amount a really powerful positive energy that's all around, even when it doesn't look like it. Because I'm telling you, you will see the pathway through the forest. You will see the light. But if you are focused only on the darkness, you will not see the light. You will not see what's being given to you, especially if you've prayed already. Because I've said this before, it's just like being at a restaurant. You give your order for your food once, and then after that, you sit there and, you know, you chat with your friend or you look at your cell phone, you know, and you wait for your food. You're not necessarily giving your order to the waiter over and over and over and over again. You've been heard. God has heard you. Now, do what you know you need to do. Do what messages have been given to you. You know, for me, it is to renovate my workspace. I did not expect that to happen. That all of a sudden, holy mackerel, I'm ordering all these new bookshelves. I'm donating hundreds of books. I'm like, and it's happening like a beautiful, I was going to say hurricane, but it's happening in a really beautiful vortex of energy. And did not expect this, but it's going to, I'm giving away like the last 30 years of my life and all these books and ideas and things so I can make way for the next 30. So as I get ready to do readings with you all, here's something I want to offer you. As I take a sip of water and get the decks, because I forgot to bring them right here. I have to just walk to the bookshelf and get them. Where do you see your life? What do you see happening in the next 30 years? Go for it. The next third of your life. Or fourth, if you want to really go for it, what do you see happening? And let the angels and Pegasus and all the elementals just really sparkle and present to you what opportunities do you see. Even if you see it as impossible, it's okay. But if it's in your heart, my friend, it's one of your sparks of destiny. Okay, so give me one moment and I will be right back. I'm just going to a sip of water, and I will do the readings. Thank you all who are waiting. I see you here on my call board. And also a reminder, my free healing angel circle is next Friday, the 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern. We're going to do a very long healing meditation. We're going to connect to one another. I will do a group angel card reading, and there might be some more bonuses, but you have to pre-register. You can do it right here on my Blog Talk Radio page or at my website, B. Calvano Coaching. Okay, let me just go get my Angel Tarot deck. Okay, that was quick. Okay, there, here we go. So, very, very exciting. And also, you know, follow me at my website so you can get the updates on any of the classes that I'm going to be doing. I'm really was guided to teach more, teach the basics about connecting with your angels. And as other topics are guided for me to share, I will be doing that. Okay, so here we go. A quick shuffle. So I can either pull a card for you, or if you have a question, that is another energetic way that I can receive the guidance and messages from your angels for you. Okay, so here we go. Here we go with the first caller, area code 415. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there.
Hello there. This is Anne in California.
Hi, Anne. Thank you for listening today.
Yes, it's kind of a dreary, rainy day here, so I'm in cleaning inside.
Okay, beautiful. So what would you like me to do, Anne? Do you have a question, or would you just like me to pull a card for you?
I like Pegasus, and I have been thinking about that lately. So I guess my question would be, how does Pegasus connect with me, and about, you know, like you said, starting new things. You know, I want everything, a new move, a new job, and creating all that.
Okay, so these are mini readings, so they're not going to be that long. And I do have a special on my readings. I have a 20-minute recording that I do for you for, how much is it? Is it $24? I have a real deal right now that goes to the end of the month. So that can be purchased at my website. And the price will go up to the regular fee by March 1st. So they're like 50% off. So I do a 10-card
reading. So a recording means it's not live? You're not listening to you at the same time? It's pre-recorded?
So you ask me a question by email, and then I record it for you so you can listen to it over and over again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I do. So I'm going to pull you a beautiful Pegasus card. And I love this. And I'm so... You know, I don't use this card deck that often, but it kind of jumped at me. And I said, all right, let's go, baby. We're doing this. All right. So here we go for you. And the card is Winged Pegasus of Air. So I love this. See what this card is. So it's here it says, and deep within your subtle realms of your being, a gathering of powerful energies is taking place right now. Bringing startling clarity, these are the robust and incisive energies needed for courageous change. So you may be experiencing a profoundly challenging time. Perhaps you feel confusion, doubt, distress, or even despair. If so, Pegasus comes to you with this divinely guided message. You shall be released from suffering through a sudden breakthrough of clarity and the inner wherewithal to know the right action to take at the right time. The name of the card is Storm Rider. Storm Rider of the Lightning Moon. So that's pretty awesome. Storm Rider of the Lightning Moon. I love that name. It's almost like a Native American. Although you cannot predict how and when it will occur, your unexpected liberation shall take place at the best moment, as if from out of the blue. A crystal clear insight and a jolt of spiritual energy will shatter the chains of suffering that held you captive for far too long. Though the storm may seem fierce and you may feel afraid or be on the brink of losing hope, our beloved guardian Pegasus bestows the spiritual grace and the power necessary to protect you and help you realize that the capacity to free yourself rests within you. Suffering shall pass. You shall rise again, refreshed and ready. So Pegasus, who rides the storm, bestows insight, like startling bolts of lightning, and provides spiritual protection through all transitions and upheavals. I invoke the unconditional love, enlightened wisdom, and divine grace necessary to overcome all confusion in my life and gain spiritual benefit for myself and all beings. I place my trust in the inner divine presence that ensures my freedom and bestows pure, unfettered grace. So what this really feels like is that you've been, not just in this life, but in past lifetimes, ready for this, I'm going to call it a spiritual awakening, like a kundalini awakening. So you're ready. It's like you're ready. So it could come from you just walking down the street and you see a tree or you see a bird or another human being, eye-to-eye contact, and you instantly connect to this incredible energy. So I would be peaceful. I would be with grace and just know that you are ready for this incredible, for your own spiritual journey. You've been practicing, you've been readying yourself to have this next energetic leveling. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, Storm Rider of the Lightning Moon, as even how those words connect with you. I like that there's a big full moon here too. So maybe even perhaps by the full moon, by the end of the month, there will be this whole, you know, the clarity that comes from being in inquiry. You're just going to have it. So I don't have the exact answer for you per se, but your own self is ready to be able to have that ability to discern and connect in a way you've never done before. Okay? So that is your reading.
Could you read the first sentence again of the card?
Okay. Deep within the subtle realms of your being, a gathering of powerful energies is taking place.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah, I have been seeing that a lightning bolt symbol a lot, and I have other oracle cards that I use, and I've been pulling a lightning bolt, so
that's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
I keep seeing. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know if you are into meditation or yoga, but Shaktipat is when the electrical force of connection happens, and it can happen. A lot of people don't even know about it. They don't even desire it. But when you understand, when you have Shaktipat, when you have the awakening, when you really desire it and you're not afraid of it, you have the opening. And when that happens, you just have such peace. It's as if you're in this ocean of peace. And nothing and anything can rock it. I'm telling you, nothing can rock it. And I think that is more important than having a material thing. But this is an inside job that I'm just excited for you. So, you know, not like lightning's going to hit your house. You know, this is an inner spiritual. This is the energetic electrical force that's so ready. So take good care of yourself and enjoy. Have gratitude. And, you know, I'm just seeing pictures of you just smelling flowers or being in nature. So just allow yourself that you are ready. And you can even say that. And anybody listening who this resonates with, you can just say, I'm ready. I'm so ready. I trust in the universe. I am ready. And allow it to flow. Surrender. Like I was saying, that's the word for the month. So just surrender. Surrender to your greatness, to your highest self, that you can walk on this earth with mastery. You can walk on this earth with mastery. And it is now the time. Okay?
Great. Thank you. I'll keep listening.
You're so, so welcome. Okay. Thanks so much. Going to the next caller. And we have area code 708. What is your name and how can I help you today? Hello there.
Hello. My name is Barbara.
Hey.
And tomorrow's my birthday, so I want to be angels or somebody to give me a message.
Okay. And you heard also it's my birthday, right, on Sunday?
Right, I did, yes.
And my name is, yeah, I'm Barbara too, so this is good. This is great.
Very synchronistic.
All right, so I'm going to pull you an angel card. This deck that I'm using, I highly recommend. It's Angel Wisdom, and it's from Radley Valentine. It's his newest deck. It's really, really, really beautiful. It's really great. So here we go, Barbara. This is for you. And so we have the beautiful card deck, the card from Raziel. Raziel is the archangel who connects you to all your past Akashic records, all the wisdom of all your past lives. So everything that you've learned and studied, you can utilize in this life. And it's four of water. Insights that come from meditation, the need to rest or take a vacation, allow yourself more time before making a decision, mental exhaustion, and get more sleep. So what I like about this card, it's time to just take more nurturing of yourself. Person in the card is sitting in lotus position, just sitting, meditating. Beautiful light coming through a stained glass window, rose window. The light's coming on the person's body. So just take some time to slow down. Slow down and let this connection, let these ideas, let the wisdom come forth. So that's basically that message here is take some time. Take some time to rejuvenate. Do something fun. Do something restorative. It's not necessarily having to do yoga, but if that makes you happy, absolutely. But this is to rush. That's what it's saying. Allow yourself more time before making a decision. And get more sleep. You know, just sleep right now. Everybody who's listening, sleep is where our body is rejuvenating, restoring itself, and we're receiving downloads in our sleep. So many of us, our sleep is disrupted because we're receiving a lot of downloads, a lot of information. So we need to process that. So take care of yourself and, the need to rest or take a vacation. And if you can't leave your home or leave your city to take a vacation, You can do that many ways. You can do it by reading a book, by watching a particular show, or going out into nature. So, okay? So, Barbara, that's your message
great.
For today. Okay?
Yeah, that was really spot on. Because I feel like I've been upgraded.
Mm-hmm.
And things
mm-hmm.
are so much clearer.
Mm-hmm.
So much clearer. So
beautiful.
I'm going to have to sit and meditate more and
mm-hmm.
do take that extra time. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, I used to do these long, goodness gracious, hour-long meditations. I did a lot of intensives in my past. But nowadays, you know, we can just sit for a minute or two. We can look at the sunset or the sunrise. There's walking meditations. But basically, it's where we're turned off from the world and we can tune in. You know, so... That's the most important thing. Okay, my friend.
Right. Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome,
I'll see
Barbara.
You
okay, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Great. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so the next caller, I'm just going to click on. I don't know if you want to be on the air or not. It says unknown, so we'll see. And hello there. This is this is Barbara talking to you. Would you like a reading today? And if not, that's okay. Sometimes people just want to listen, and that's fabulous. Okay, the next area code is Erica 917. What is your name, and how can I help you today?
Oh, hi, thank you. This is Casey, and so much going on. I've been doing work for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I still feel blocked. I wish that I could say like the other callers, I'm having a breakthrough and I suddenly
okay.
feel better. I've been kind of waiting for it to happen.
Okay.
But I'm very stuck in my life.
Okay.
I do try to meditate, but when I come back, I think I'm trying to avoid because I'm really, it's a long story.
Okay. So I think
so much
you know,
I have to.
Yeah. What I was your name? Christy? I couldn't hear.
Casey.
Casey, okay, Casey. Well, you know, you just said it in like 30 seconds. You said what's going on. You said that's a possibility that you're, not that you're, you didn't say you're blocked, but you're trying too hard. You said, so basically you said it. You said it. So if you've been doing the work for a long time and maybe you're not manifesting as quickly, take a look at what is your emotional state? Are you angry? Are you hopeful? You know, sometimes spiritual people don't want to admit their anger. They don't want to admit their darker emotions. So when we could admit them.
I admit it. I've been trying to heal them and release them, but it seems
okay.
spot on. I have a lot of anger and bitterness and depression, yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, I was sensing that. So is there? I'm going to pull this card and see what we have to say for you here, Casey. Here we go. There's the angel card for you. Okay, it says the good you do comes back to you. And this card is with Jeremiah. And Jeremiah is the archangel that helps us do a life review, an honest life review. And, you know, oftentimes that honest life review may come when we are on our deathbed. But we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait till we're almost gone before we say, hey, I need to stop. And do an assessment. And 2020 had many of us like stop and say, hey, what is going on? You know, what can I do? Who do I trust? Do you know all of our emotions? So here it says for you, the good you do comes back to you. An unexpected inflow of abundance, borrowing wisely or paying off a debt, sharing your wealth with others less fortunate. So what this looks like, Casey, is that I'm just going to say what I see here. It has the person here sitting in a wheelchair. I don't know if you're disabled. I don't think you are. But here is a woman who, even though her circumstances are not perfect, she's able to give to others joyfully. And as she gives to others, they give back to her. There's this reciprocity happening. So here it really shows that whatever situation you're in, she's actually sitting in a chair that has wheels that are made out of gold. So her wheelchair is made out of gold. But she's smiling. I happen to know who this person is because sometimes card decks are made with with kind of famous celebrities. So she's an angel teacher who has CP. She has cerebral palsy. And she, you know, she can barely walk. She has to use crutches. But she must be in her late 30s. Easily 10 years ago, she had 1 million followers on Facebook. She just gave from her heart, and the abundance came to her. She just, you know, her circumstances were not great, but she just gave from her heart, and she's one of the most more successful, balanced angel teachers that exist right now. Her name is Anna Grace Taylor. So I share that with you because it says that you may have more than you realize. It may not be money. It may not be material things, but we may have wisdom we can share. We may have, you know, a smile we can share with someone. But sometimes when we're trying so hard for us, we forget that maybe God is trying to say, I'm not going to give you any more right now until you just let go of what you have. You know, we have to prime the pump sometimes. We have to stop and see, maybe there are experiences that you have gone through that you can share with others that they can use, utilize, so that they can flow. So this really looks, this
is beautiful. I do try to help people. I do try to help people and give them advice and health advice and stuff. I've been shut up.
Okay.
I keep getting the message, okay, you know, can't talk to certain people. You only have to find your audience kind of thing. But anyway, my intention has always been to help people. And I've been a caregiver twice for long periods of time. And that has derailed me from what I ever really wanted to do with my life.
Okay.
So I'm really very lost. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, these are short readings, but what I want to share with you is that this is a smiling person right now. So it says the good you do, the good that you have done in the past is going to come back to you. So we just have to trust that.
Yeah.
Like when I got that reading from my friend Radley Valentine back in 2012, I just, I could have just complained, but I trusted it. When he said, you do not have to take another course right now to do your work. Because I was addicted to learning and learning and learning and learning. I was, no, just stop it already. And just start giving what you know. Do it. Just go ahead and do it. So the card shows so much joy. It shows pink flowers around you. So it really is that you are so ready for the good that you have done to come back to you. And that you sharing your wealth with others less fortunate. So it shows a person who's compromised and are not in a great position right now, but smiling and joyful and radiating in all that beauty. So if you need to do more for your mental health, the angels are saying, you must follow through with that. You must follow through diligently with that. I have shared before on this show that 31 years ago, I had a lot of depression right after I got married. I was so depressed and angry. I didn't know what it was. And I had just gotten married and I didn't know what it was, but I had trust issues that came up and I got a brief amount of therapy, but this therapist sent me to AA. And I said, what do you mean? I don't drink every day. But for me, my sensitivity, I could not have any alcohol in my body because it made me really, really depressed. So I took full control of my health and everything blossomed. Oh my God, things happened that I couldn't even imagine. But I took control of my health and I followed instructions. And a tiny thing, a tiny adjustment in our health, to anyone listening, can reap unimaginable rewards. Unimaginable. And I'm telling you, it wasn't like I said, what do you mean I should go to AA? She says, well, the way you look at the world, you always look at it, it's half full, you're negative about everything. And I'm going, well, yeah, I kind of am, but I didn't know any other way. So I'm telling you that if there's a tiny adjustment that you can make for your mental, physical, emotional health, you got to do that. Okay? That's what I'm really feeling. And it's going to make a huge, huge difference for your how your well-being. It's going to make a huge difference. Between you and me, anybody listening, I did not know how angry I was. I had no idea. Because if I needed to not feel it, I would just have a glass of wine. I didn't have 10. I didn't have 5 bottles. I had a glass of wine. But for me, I wasn't feeling the feeling. I wasn't letting myself feel the feelings. So you know, when people say, you know, alcoholism, addicts and all that, they don't understand. It's not even about the substance, whether it's smoking or, you know, nicotine or food. It's about feeling your feelings. And if all of us felt our feelings, there'd be less problems in the world, because so much is done out of reaction, addictive behavior, because people don't want to feel how betrayed they were as children. They don't want to feel the feelings they had from childhood. They don't want to feel it. There's a lot of trauma that's happened. So my guidance to you in spending a little bit extra time is, a lot of people are having this feeling. A lot of people are exactly the same place you are right now. So as long as we know there's something that we could do better without, and we may not even be 100% sure. I'm like, I don't know if my life is going to be any better if I don't have that wine cooler, you know, but I trusted this person who saw the light around me, and I wasn't feeling it. I wasn't sharing it, because I didn't see the light. I just saw the darkness of my past and mostly my childhood experiences. I didn't see the light. So I trusted this person, and I was able to walk into the light. It's like, holy mackerel. That's all it was. There are certain things that some of us cannot tolerate. Some people can't tolerate, you know, meat. Some people can't tolerate white sugar. Some people can't tolerate, you know, I can't smell a cigarette without feeling really sick. Or, you know, it's really, when we embrace our sensitivity, it's not a bad thing. It's just that we have special needs so that we can protect our energy. And before you know it, you'll find so many other people who are in your tribe. They're people who really take care of themselves and really protect this special sensitive energy. You know, nobody in my family acknowledges that I was a recovered alcoholic. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about my family history, that they lost the farm, they left all these relationships, people got divorced, and all these horrible things happened out of alcoholic behavior. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about that. But you know what? I do not care, you know, because all I want is my joy, my radiant health as I go into my 67th year, and I'm creating the next 30 years of my life, and not out of my family history, but out of my own history that I'm creating. So anyway, I was guided to share that. So take a look at what you could do to totally improve your life, and then do it, and ask the angels to support you every day. Okay?
Thank you.
You're so, so welcome, my friend. Thank you. I know this is going to help a lot of people. Okay, I'm going to move to the next caller. Oh, we are moving along with our time. Let me see how we are here. This is area code 111. You may be on your computer today. Hello there. Okay, so I'm not going to be able to take the call because we only have a bit of time left. So I welcome all of you to attend my free Angel Circle, February 26th, day before the full moon. The full moon's on Saturday, which I have to work, so we're doing it the night before. Full moon's, I think, at 2 a.m. So we're going to be in this beautiful moon energy. We're going to do very deep healing. We're going to do an angel card reading for the whole group. I hope you can join me. It's free. You just got to register here at the link on my Blog Talk page or on my website. Love you. Appreciate you. Have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And if you feel guided, take advantage of my 50% off readings through the end of the month. All right. Have a beautiful weekend. Bye-bye.